Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The top prosecutor in Buffalo, New York, says today's guilty plea by Peyton Gendron is swift justice for a racist murderer. The 19-year-old gunman is expected to spend life in prison, as NPR's Brian Mann explains.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn described the deadly attack last May as a tragedy for the city of Buffalo. Gendron, who is a self-declared white supremacist, used a semi-automatic rifle to murder 10 black shoppers at a Tops grocery store. In writings, the gunman described the violence as part of an effort to terrorize black Americans. He's now likely to spend the rest of his life behind bars. During a press conference, Flynn said the guilty plea won't limit the Justice Department's efforts to prosecute Gendron on separate federal charges that could bring the death penalty. This carnage came as part of a wave of mass shootings over the last year that's devastated communities nationwide. Brian Mann, NPR News.
The World Health Organization has officially renamed the disease monkeypox. It will now be known as Mpox. As NPR's Michaeline Duclaff reports, the aim is to reduce racist and stigmatizing language associated with the disease.
When monkeypox erupted back in May, experts asked the WHO to start using a less stigmatizing name. Now, after consulting with scientists and doctors from 45 countries, the agency has officially changed the name to Mpox. Both terms will be used for a year, but the preferred term is Mpox. Scientists initially named the disease monkeypox back in 1970 because the first known cases occurred among captive monkeys. The disease, however, doesn't typically come from animals, but instead transmits between people, primarily during sexual contact. So far this year, the world has recorded about 80,000 cases of Mpox, with nearly 30,000 cases in the U.S. Michaeline Duclaff, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices have been falling precipitously. The U.S. benchmark now under $75 a barrel for the first time this year. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, economic concerns tied to China are helping drive the decline.
Crude oil prices have fallen by more than $5 since before Thanksgiving. One big factor is the resurgence of COVID in China. That country's zero COVID policy means new outbreaks trigger more lockdowns, an approach which is now prompting unusual protests across China. It's also affecting oil prices around the world, because when Chinese cities go into lockdown, they use less fuel. Lower demand means lower prices. In the United States, prices for both gasoline and diesel are currently dropping and projected to continue to fall this week. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
After flocking to stores the day after Thanksgiving on the retail holiday dubbed Black Friday, merchants hope lightning strikes twice today on what's dubbed Cyber Monday, many retailers offering deep discounts. This expectation sales could top $11 billion. This is NPR. For the first time in nearly four decades, the world's largest active volcano has started to erupt. As Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports, lava flows are not threatening populated areas so far, but residents and state officials are paying close attention.
Residents of Hawaii Island report they can see smoke billowing from the summit of Mauna Loa, but authorities are not ordering any evacuations. While the volcano covers more than 2,000 square miles of the island, the focus for the eruption is much smaller. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory reported an eruption confined to the summit shortly after midnight local time. Later, lava pushed through to the northeast side with trace amounts of ash and volcanic gas. Scientists have been closely monitoring the volcano in recent weeks, following an increasing number of earthquakes in the area. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
With the Cleveland Browns' current 4-7 record, you'd think things couldn't get too much worse, but they apparently came dangerously close when a skunk was spotted scurrying up and down a section of seats this past weekend at Cleveland's First Energy Stadium. Fans kept their distance. The animal was trapped near the Browns' locker room when a security guard placed a box over it. The animal eventually managed to free itself after the Browns rallied to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 23-17 in overtime. A good luck charm? Well, in 2018, a wayward possum dubbed Rally Possum was credited with helping end the Browns' two-year losing streak. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 497 points. The Nasdaq dropped 176 points. You're listening to NPR.